Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. It's, 6:52. I wanted to introduce to you Reba Riley, who is, she's done something pretty cool. She's a local author who's launching an encouraging, a free encouraging text messaging service to help people throughout the community through this COVID-19 crisis and beyond. And she joins us now on the telephone. Good morning, Reba Riley. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, so excited to be talking to my friends here in the morning.
Well, we're glad to have you. I understand you're a downtown resident. And
I'm right near you guys, yeah.
Yeah, and a local author as well.
I am, indeed.
Very nice. So tell me about the book you wrote.
Well, the book is Post-Traumatic Church Syndrome. One woman's desperate, funny, and healing journey through 30 religions. And
there you go.
The book came out in 2015.
And so that's been selling, and you've moved on to other projects now, including this free encouraging text messaging service. What inspired you to create this?
Well, a couple things. So this project is really separate from the book. This is just because we're all handling a crisis right now. Everybody is. And mass crisis requires mass courage. And I thought, you know, how can I help in this situation? And we need everybody's gifts right now, and mine happens to be words. So I put together this text line that anyone can text Brave to 484848 and get a message of encouragement every morning for the duration of this crisis, possibly beyond. I'm not sure how it's going to go, but I wanted to help.
So what, have you sent out your text message this morning yet?
No, it might come out while we're on the air, depending on how long we're on.
Oh, okay,
so don't ruin today's. Can you tell us what yesterday's was?
I can tell you a couple examples.
Okay.
So the welcome message talks about, this is, you know, welcome to encouraging text with Reba Riley. If you feel afraid today, just remember that fear is just the shadow of brave in the sunlight.
Oh, I like that.
It's just a reminder that, you know, we all feel afraid right now. And sometimes we think when we're afraid, we're not brave. But actually, fear is how we know that we're being brave. And my messages in this text line and also beyond in my work come from my struggle with multiple chronic illnesses. And so I know a ton about isolation and hospitals and illness. And so I basically took all that. And then I'm a volunteer chaplain at Christ Hospital. And so all of that experience dealing with illness and crisis and is really useful right now. And so I just want to talk to people about how courage is exactly what we're doing right now. And we all have it. We're all doing it. We're braving. We're courageous.
I think this is a very unique way to do it, too, because if you open up your Facebook feed, you know, you'll see a lot of encouraging memes on social media. Why text? Why that platform?
Because right now the world feels a little overwhelming for a lot of us. And text goes straight to people where they're at, wherever they're at, without the potential noise. And for me, sometimes it's really toxic, all of the news, and it's just overwhelming. And so I wanted to bypass that and not have it get lost, just so they could have that moment, at least 1 minute, where they feel like, okay, maybe I'm more brave than I think I am.
And it feels a little more personal to me when I get a text.
Yeah, I mean, my goal with it is really that people feel like they've gotten a virtual hug.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it does feel like that because I went to Oprah's tour back in January, and I get a text from Oprah every week, and I just feel very connected.
Your girl,
to
Oprah. Your best friend,
and
Oprah.
Yes, my friend Oprah, yeah. And she sends me these kinds of encouraging, you know, messages. So I think this is a great idea.
That's
I love
nice.
It.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, Jen, I am a big fan of you. I watched I'm part of the TEDx Cincinnati team, and I loved your TEDx Cincinnati Women Talk.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And
what a great
along those same lines about this is a crisis. It's an invitation to love, and this is how I can offer love to the world.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Thank you for that. And I'm going to sign up right now. I can't wait to hear what you have to tell me.
How do we do that? How do we sign up?
Oh, okay. So it's very easy to sign up. You put the number is 484848. That you put that where your phone number field would be to send a text message. Okay. And then you send the word brave. Doesn't have to be caps, or there's no restrictions on that. Also, it's very important for me to note, this is not sales or spam. I treat that text as holy. I'm not, I really respect it. So this is just a way for, to offer the world some encouragement in a really tough time.
Okay. So I'm texting the word brave to 484848. Correct?
Yep.
Okay. Brave. Typing in brave to 484848. Good. Great.
Nice.
All right. There we go.
Very cool.
We're in.
We also have the information
so
up on our Facebook page, you guys. I just put it up on the Q&A2 Facebook page. There's a little article that Local 12 did about you that I put there, but then I also put the information on how to sign up, okay?
Thank you so much. And just sending my love to you guys and everybody in our Cincinnati community right now, especially our healthcare workers and frontline people. They certainly are being brave for all of us right now.
Right back at you, Reba. Thank you for coming
true.
On the Jeff and
Thank
Jen Morning
you, Reba.
Show.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take
stay
it easy.
Safe out there.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks, Regine.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Q102, good morning. Who's this?
Donnie?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, you're caller 20.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Awesome. We want to give you $1,000 today. What are you up to?
Well, it's been crazy lately. Me and my wife just had a baby last Tuesday. And
oh, wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
So, I'm on my way to the office.
You're on your way to the office. Are you tired? Are you well rested?
I am tired.
Yeah. Is this the first baby?
Yes.
Yeah, it is a shock to the system. And what a time, right? What a time.
Oh, yeah.
To be doing that. That adds just a little bit of stress to the new parent thing, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Just a smidge. Just a smidge. Well, also as a new parent, I know it's very, very easy to spend $1,000. So, let's...
a little bit of diaper.
Yeah.
So, Donnie, I'm going to ask you, it might make it easier if you turn your radio down a little bit just to reduce some of the confusion. There we go. And I am opening up the envelope while you do that.
Yep. And so this is how it works. He's going to give you the letter of the day. You'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with that letter. And all we ask is that you don't use the same answer twice. And when you need to pass, go ahead and pass. And we'll circle back around to that question, okay, at the end. But pass quickly. If you get stumped, pass quickly, okay?
Okay.
All right. So
that's
I'm
the best tip we can give you.
I'm putting 30 seconds on the clock. I will not start the timer until Jen asks the first question. Let me just get my pen out so I can write these down. All right. And I'm
Your
ready.
Letter
Whatever you
is
want.
K.
Letter K.
K.
All right.
K. Okay. So get in the vibe of K. Here we go. With the letter K, Donnie, name something you do every day.
Kick.
A fruit.
Kiwi.
Someone who has to wear a mask.
Yeah.
A Cincinnati neighborhood.
Kettering.
A college class.
Kinetic.
A famous animal.
Kangaroo.
Something you slurp.
Yeah.
A reason to stay home.
Kids.
Yeah.
Like that
That's a good one. You had some really good ones.
He got,
oh, man, you were doing so great.
He got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He got 6, and all of them were great answers. Kick, Kiwi, Kettering, Kinetics, Kangaroo, and Kids. Dude, you did great.
Yeah.
Not enough for $1,000, but I'm impressed.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Impressed with the quality of your answers.
Yes.
My only criticism, Donnie. My only criticism.
Oh, God.
Would be, and we always give this advice at the top, is I would have passed quicker just to get you through more, more answers. But you can always come back to
them. The
answers
he came up with, were great. Well, Donnie, I hope you have a good day at work. Sorry you have to go. Wish you could stay home with that baby, but we get it. We support you, and good luck. Much love to your wife as well.
Tell Fritz I said hi.
Oh, you can tell yourself. We got her on the line.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, babe.
Is this Donnie Martin?
Yes.
You did so great. I was like really rooting for you. I didn't know it was you, but now that I know you, it's Donnie. I don't know that many, but it's great to talk to you and congrats on the new baby.
Thank you. I play every morning and I usually win. Of course, I didn't win today.
That's yes, how it always
it's
goes, brother.
In person, isn't it, buddy?
That's how it always goes.
That's funny. That's awesome. Totally try again.
All right.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
All right. Bye. Yeah.
All right. So long.
What do you want to do, babe?
Oh, yes. Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.